7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 20th day of June for 2017. Well, it was an evening for a hot political debate in Jackson on Monday night as people packed into the Argonaut High School gym for a town hall meeting with Representative Tom McClintock. Conservative supporters and liberal opponents of the congressman divided the gym almost equally, with each taking up rows of bleachers opposed to each other like rival sports fans. Political signs with various messages also doubled as hand fans in the hot gym. But the most eye-catching protest was a formation of young women dressed as handmaids from the dystopian story A Handmaid's Tale. Now, their matching robes stood as a silent protest for women's and reproductive rights. Apart from some random shouts from the audience, the crowd was generally well-behaved, content to cheer hard for questions and statements that they supported. The congressman took questions from the audience for an hour and a half, with health care dominating the discussion as McClintock took both hostile and supportive questions. He remained adamant throughout the evening in his attacks on the Affordable Care Act and his support of the proposed alternative, the American Health Care Act, which has passed the House of Representatives with the help of his vote. Other topics discussed at last night's town hall meeting included increased logging on both private and public lands, the national debt, and the U.S. Constitution.
Well, Calaveras Unified teachers may strike. Following a meeting with district officials, the Calaveras Unified Educators Association and Calaveras Unified School District met last Thursday in what teachers say is a final attempt to reach a settlement in ongoing contract negotiations. Now, the basis of the meeting, the hope of a settlement, based on the fact-finding report released early last week. The report consists of the recommendations from a neutral fact-finder who was appointed by the State Public Employment Relations Board. CUEA President Lorraine Angel says this was the final step in the negotiation process as defined by the Educational Employment Relations Act. Now, the absence of a settlement means the teachers may legally strike. Despite the neutral fact finder's recommendations for salary improvements, Calaveras Unified School District Superintendent Mark Campbell proposed teacher salaries remain status quo, meaning no pay increase for teachers. Now, another major issue in the contract dispute is over class size, specifically for transitional kindergarten to third grade. CUEA members claim the district has failed and refused to address class size as required by state law and has been accepting monies from the state to reduce the classes, or the class sizes, that is. Angel says the district teachers don't want to strike and want the situation settled, but they will strike for the kids.
Well, the Sutter Creek City Council has adopted the city's budget for the year. Meeting last night, the council voted to approve the city's fiscal plan for the 2017-18 fiscal year. The city's general fund is expected to spend a little over $1.5 million in the next year, with a small surplus of around $75,000. The lion's share of the budget, about $900,000, will go to pay for the city's police department. $193,000 will be spent on building and planning services, $158,000, on parks and recreation, and $147,000 on city roads. In a related item, the council approved a new fee schedule for the city, which raises fines and fees for a wide range of city services and violations. For example, a red zone parking violation will now cost $150 instead of $50, and renting out the Cribbs Field baseball diamond will increase in cost from $20 an hour to $25. The council also voted to allow ACES to increase its charge for trash pickup. A 64-gallon container will now cost $23.39 per month, up from $21.36.
Well, a Sacramento Superior Court judge has 90 days to issue an order on whether PG&E is liable for damages from the Butte Fire. During a motion heard Friday morning in Sacramento County, Judge Alan Sumner heard competing motions from the plaintiffs and defense on whether PG&E can be held liable for property damage sustained during the Butte Fire. Sumner also heard another PG&E motion for a determination as to whether enhanced damages apply to injuries sustained by victims. Will Sumner took the motions under submission and will issue an order within 90 days. It's unclear how much money PG&E may be responsible for paying to the over 2,000 plaintiffs if found at fault. A trial has been set tentatively for August. Total losses were estimated by the California Department of Insurance at more than $300 million. Well, according to a report released by Cal Fire, the Butte Fire started September 9th of 2015 after a gray pine came in contact with a PG&E power line conductor. Investigators blame the failure of the pine on the removal of two other trees by PG&E and or its subcontractors months before. Now, the fire burned more than 70,000 acres, killed two people, injured another, and destroyed 921 structures, including 549 homes, 368 outbuildings, and four commercial properties.
Well, California's unemployment rates fell again in May to 4.7%, a dip from 4.8% a month earlier. On Friday, the State Employment Development Department reported that last month's figure tied the record low from November-December of 2000. In last year's May unemployment rate, 5.5%. The motherlode followed suit, with Amador County's rate declining to 4.4% last month from 5.1% in April. These figures represent 640 unemployed residents in the county. Calaveras dropped as well to 4.3%, down from 4.7% in April. These figures represent 910 unemployed in Calaveras County.
Well, minor injuries reported in a freak bear versus vehicle accident over the weekend. According to reports, just before 10 Saturday night, CHP and the Sheriff's Office received reports of a collision on Highway 88 near Shot Rock Vista. When units arrived on scene, the driver reported a bear had run out in front of his vehicle, resulting in the collision. U.S. Forest Service officials have reported a number of bear sightings in our region recently, and remind you not to approach or feed bears. No details were released on the condition of the bear following the collision.
A San Andreas woman was injured in a two-vehicle accident on Friday. According to the CHP, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Katrina Williams of Sacramento was driving westbound on Highway 12, west of Highway 49. Janet Ballou of San Andreas was driving her Ford pickup eastbound on 12, approaching the Jeep. For an undetermined reason, Williams turned her Jeep to the left into the path of Ballou. Ballou had no time to react, and the vehicles collided head-on. Williams' vehicle then veered to the left and overturned down the embankment along the south side of the roadway. Ballou's vehicle traveled off the north side of the roadway down the north embankment. Both parties and their passengers were transported to Mark Twain Medical Center for treatment of minor to moderate injuries.
And the Foothill Conservancy's annual dinner will be held this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m. at Carmere Vineyards and Winery. Join your friends and neighbors to celebrate the beautiful Sierra foothills in the Shenandoah Valley. The event will feature a family-style dinner catered by Taste Restaurant, no-host fine wines and craft beers, appetizers and desserts, live music, and unique raffle and auction prizes. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours today. Tickets are $40 per person, $10 for children 12 and under. Contact the Foothill Conservancy office at 223-3508 or visit them online, foothillconservancy.org.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.